U.S. Army Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez says there is conclusive evidence that Saddam Hussein's sons died in Mosul.
We have positive identification, and we in fact have Uday and Hussein. The identification was done through multiple means. We had senior former regime members do visual identification of the bodies. We had four individuals that independently verified that we had both of Saddam Hussein's sons.
General Sanchez says scars on Alday Hussein's body are consistent with those he suffered from an assassination attempt 7 years ago. He adds that dental records for both men provide additional proof. Yet without pictures of the bodies, many Iraqis say they cannot completely believe the men are dead. The general says senior officials are considering exactly what to do to convince the Iraqi people that they are free from the brutality of Saddam's sons. General Sanchez also announced the capture of the commander of Saddam's Special Republican Guard, Barzan Abdelghafar Suleiman Majdid el-Takriti. He is a cousin of Saddam and is known as number 11 in the coalition's most wanted list. There are now only 18 of the 55 most wanted former regime leaders at large, including Saddam Hussein himself. Lieutenant General Sanchez says the coalition is focusing on finding him.
The ultimate objective is Saddam Hussein. And as I've stated before, we maintain the focus on all of the high-value targets, and we will not fail.
The coalition commander in Iraq says troops are continuing their search for evidence in Mosul, hoping to find clues about where Saddam Hussein is hiding. General Sanchez declined to comment on an audio tape said to be the voice of Saddam Hussein broadcast Wednesday by the Al Arabiya satellite channel, saying he had not heard it yet. The tape was reportedly recorded 2 days before Saddam's sons died. It urges Iraqis to fight U.S. forces, saying the war is not over. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Baghdad.